Do you believe in click it or tick it?
Let's do this. See what the pipe has to say. It's Monday. We can't gonna roll that way. Shake it around, keep it inside. I'm gonna do this till we all get down.
Hello and welcome to Click It or Tick It. I am Pete Mutino.
Glenn Marshall live grooving, supposedly.
This is Nick Schaefer, and Let's Do This. This comes to us from a local band, local favorite.
The Thang. New Yorkers.
Featuring Paul Madison.
Yes, indeed.
Excellent, excellent frontman. And speaking of frontmen, sitting to my left and to Pete's right, and I don't know, some sort of diagonal from Glenn, we have...
Eric LaMonica.
Oh.
Yeah.
You can't get rid of me.
No.
We tried. He's like Marilyn Manson tickets. We just cannot get rid of them.
You guys remember when he fell asleep and I stole all of his shit and like threw it outside in the rain, but he just like in the morning he got up and picked it all up and just came back in?
Mm-hmm. I didn't even pick it up. That's
Do you guys remember
awesome
the time where we had, to schedule him a train ticket so he would leave? Do you guys remember that?
God. We beat him unconscious and like
and
left him on the train.
I refunded the ticket and then...
But that's happening right now. That we're getting him out of here tomorrow, I think.
But we hope before you refund the ticket, you'll click it or take it here and peek on
right, that's so what are we doing? What's going on? How are you guys all feeling?
I feel great.
Nick is the most sprightly among us.
That's definitely the truth.
Which is an reverse from last night.
Yeah.
But
well, it was a little heavier.
Yeah.
I got a little out of hand.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't have to go in to work till late and it was just all downhill from there.
It was a big day of healing.
What are you guys talking about? Right. You guys are making healthy choices. You were playing tennis. You were swimming.
It was just it was a lot of testosterone
I've ever done
going on
in drinking.
Like, it's
drinking
like
never means let's go out and run and swim and jump and play.
Well, you know, that's how we do it in the other parts of New England.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Our days usually aren't.
Well, every time
fighting is a great way to
what are we doing? You just kept yelling "click it or ticket" over and over again.
Really?
Stopped listening.
Oh, way to plug the show, even if it is already to our biggest fan. Although, actually, well, soon to be biggest fan once Jeff
is
slips loose the mortal coil.
Yeah, hold on, buddy. But I mean, if it's too painful, let go, man.
Seriously, I just want to say how brave you are for sticking your neck out every time. We go on the air. I mean, you could be gone at any second, and you still choose to be with us.
You could listen to anything
else. We are here for you.
You know, like, your clock is ticking. If it was an hourglass, you don't have much sand left, so thanks, buddy.
You know,
I am on my way to end you and become number one overall.
We actually have arranged, if you live long enough, we're having Jeff Aid. We've arranged for Billy Ray Cyrus. We've arranged for Sting. We've arranged for
he's such a great guy. He's just so
he'd do anything for a fan.
Just how in a terminal illness like that, how he could.
Well, it's finally we need to put a stop to Jeff Dalio syndrome, and we know it's only afflicted one person so far, but it's terminal, it's fatal, and it's coming for you, Jeff. So we
got
to find a way to stop this horrible crazy nightmare train that's heading your way. Get you off those tracks.
He's a modern-day Lou Gehrig, he is. What a strong boy. What a strong...
When the Make-A-Wish Foundation people showed up, they asked him, you know, what do you want? And first he wished for more wishes, but, you know, that's just ridiculous. So then he followed it up with, he just said he wanted more time to listen to more Click It or Ticket episodes. Then they told him, sorry, we can't make you live longer. You're dying. We can't cure this. So then he just said, leave me alone. I want to listen to Click It or Ticket. So
brave.
True American.
I'm sorry. I just have to laugh through the pain. It is so hard for me. For me. For all of us.
Once.
From all of us
he
here.
He was such a good, is such a good guy.
Yes.
And apparently he's been, you know, promoting the show even from his coffin or whatever they've got him in right now.
His coffin, like, broadcast booth.
Yeah,
counter broadcast booth.
He has his friends.
He's signaling it into the afterlife already because he's close to death.
He just has all these little, like, slips of, this prescription pad that he stole from a doctor in the hospital, sneaked it out of his pocket, and he's been writing in his own blood on it, peaklundandnick.com, and handing it to people as they come to visit him on his deathbed. So Eric's been working harder, to be sure.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Do you have any, can you give us any sneak previews for future images, ideas you got that we're going to be seeing with?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, first of all, there's going to be lava surfing. That's
lava is a guarantee.
Oh, yeah. No, that has to happen.
But before I forget, I listened to the lava cast.
Oh,
loved
yeah?
it.
Oh,
loved
yeah.
it.
Loved it. Lava.
Yeah,
loved
I wish
it.
I'd been there, but I kind of, it's hard to say that though, because you don't want to mess with perfection. You could say, you know, sure, we could try to improve it. But there was one thing though. You know, you're talking about trying to a scale of spiciness.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
One exists.
Yes.
It's called Scoville units.
Wow. Really? Oh, yeah. Wait, I have heard of
based
this.
On chemicals and yeah. peppers. It's
where did lava stand on the list?
Too delicious. The scale I saw, it didn't have. I imagine lava would be the maximum, which is something
it
like
muy picante.
It's like 250 million or something like that. Like for example, Tabasco sauce is like 600. And then
like a raw habanero is something like 8 or 1,000 something.
Yeah.
So why were we messing with this test again if it couldn't tell us anything about lava?
Oh no, because yeah. you guys are trying to have like something for perspective. Like
well, you went to my other love, food, besides lava.
Yeah.
Besides lava,
we need to know actually.
I put that in my eHarmony account.
We need the exact food. Tasty spiciness of lava.
I want to be really fat and have shirts that promote lava. You know?
I'm going to get right on that.
You know,
I'm going like to have lava on a cereal box.
It's a very like ex-biker like, thing to promote.
It's just going to be a cereal box with a volcano in the background and a skull face smiling while eating a bowl of lava.
You know, I was just
delicious.
I was just sitting here thinking, you know, while Eric is here, all we can talk about is lava, and we can't get rid of Eric. And then I realized... You know what to get rid of Eric?
Lava.
Huge bowl of fucking lava.
Well, if anybody could do it, it's Lava Man UT.
If you've listened to the Lava Cast, the aforementioned Lava Cast, you'll find out that dry ice is actually used to thwart the lava.
Yeah,
dry ice volcano.
Eric, the dry ice man, LaMonica.
Yeah, versus Lava Man Mutina. It's pretty much like...
I feel like this is like a Japanese video game.
It's
Chuck
like
the dry ice man, Liddell.
All right, so lava.
He's our only hope against in the war against lava.
Yeah, try and make. All right, here's a new contest to our listeners. Make up the best fake UFC fighter name involving the word lava and send it to Pete@peaklandandnick.com. I am counting on you guys.
Oh,
all right, get to it.
Also, you know, you guys were talking about climate change a lot, global warming, because of the causes.
The inconvenient lava. Truth.
Not enough Al Gore. Lava.
Internet.
Not enough
internet.
Lava.
He invented lava. The internet.
All right, so you got the lava.
I feel like
the lava
global
surfing.
Warming. If lava just like, if we let lava just
lava
be,
is global warming. It's like an elemental beast. You know?
I feel like that. Warming. That's where we need to make a stand in global warming.
Okay,
we can keep driving
well,
whatever we
already
want.
Went
I'm
over
not saying
how you
no.
can make more lava. So all we have to do is just get on top of that, and
no,
the world is a better place.
We could probably get a government grant to remove lava.
Well, no. Oh, and then we take it over and start selling it.
What if we just made like a giant air conditioner? Like an air conditioner the size of Wyoming.
Well, it'd have to be powered by dry ice.
Yes.
Or lava. It could be.
It's a lava powered.
No. Why don't we use lava in power plants, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
So it could be powered by lava.
Geothermal energy.
If you kill it, you become.
But the Freon, per se, would be.
Geothermal energy?
Would be dry ice.
Maybe you know what we need to do. I think we're out of control. I think we're gonna have we're gonna have to just make like 5 minute segments that we can do like once a week, just like lava talk,
lava chat.
But there's got to be a limit here because we could go on about lava
all night
as we have before. For about 20 minutes.
All I'm saying is, I'm not talking about geothermal energy. I'm just talking about straight lava to like kilowatt like conversion.
You're not going to try to dip down into the magma. You're going to wait. You're not going
to
like.
I
want
to be able to.
You're not just going
to
start
pick
sticking
up the lava Ghostbuster style.
You're not going to be cramming tubes down to the mantle of
and
the
then
Earth.
Sell it on the black market.
All right, next on our list of talking points, ooze from Ghostbusters 2. Discuss its possibilities.
Friend or foe, you be the judge.
Was Gak an evil cousin sent to corrupt our children?
That was like
and
a combo
if, and
between
if so, what does that make
ooze.
Phloem?
I liked how the whole
Don't
of,
even get started on Phloem yeah. nor Flubber, because that's Shit. All it's going to lead to.
I liked about Gak, the whole marketing point was you didn't even need to take it out of the case. The whole reason to have Gak was to make fart noises in the case. And then you're like...
If you threw
it,
it was delicious. Especially freshly painted walls, it would just, especially the ceiling, it would just fall down with a huge... It would dry with the paint, but then just tear it all off.
It's awful.
It did that to regular paint if you could get it stuck up there.
To this day, Tanner and I, we were at his house when I was 6 or 7, and we had like these sticky eyeball things, which were probably very similar to Gak, from like the Maritime Center, and we threw them onto his ceiling, and they stuck there. We tried to like scrape them off for about 15 minutes, and to this day, there's this huge just like... slug track on his ceiling.
I know, it's
it never comes out. Those
15
sticky things,
years later.
if the sticky things...
You can get those for like 25 cents, you know, the little like turny things at the grocery store.
And paint your walls.
The thing is, though, for the rest of your life, it's like 25 cents, and it says to the kids,
it's like,
wow,
I wish I didn't draw penis on the wall as a joke, and now I have to stare at that every day.
If you don't take enough time to parent your kids, that's like your punishment. It's like, oh, I'll just entertain with this little sticky thing, and it will leave the mark, both emotionally and on your walls.
I think they should up the price on those, man.
Yeah.
I feel like that and fast food and stuff like that hasn't changed in my whole entire lifetime.
Or turn them into weapons or...
No, now they just put the leukemia kid, like, coin slapping next to it.
We need to get a Jeff Dahlia box.
We should start...
Ryan, take a note of that. We need a Jeff Dahlia box.
On the website, a virtual...
No. And we need to start spreading them. Spread them around to your town. Approach a local business.
I'm going to attach one to my motorcycle and just drive around really slow.
Hold on a second. I just realized something. I always assumed that those things were true, that was an actual kid who was dying somewhere. Yeah. How many of those do you think are fake?
So many.
Who the fuck is checking these things out?
It's completely unregulated.
That's what I'm saying. All right. Let's do it.
Glenn, you can probably attest to this. When I was in Italy and I was on the train, at every single stop, they're hurting so bad for money, somebody would run on the train and they would just start handing out flyers rapid fire. There'd be a little kid and it would just be like, this is Emmanuel. He's dying of cancer. Please give me money. And then like 2 minutes later, the guy would come up the train, hold out his hand, and you had to give him money or he would just get infuriated, then jump off the train. So it's like, oh, all right. This guy's just trying to get money for this kid's operation. 2 minutes later, somebody comes on with a completely different picture of somebody. It's like, this is Emmanuel too. Please give him money because he's also dying.
Pope Emmanuel too.
It's a great, it's a compelling story.
That's
ridiculous. But it's like,
and if you think
there's
about
so
it,
many of them that it just
so we need to do this.
And you see them at like Chinese restaurants and said some like first generation Chinese people who are just trying to run a fucking $20 buffet or whatever the fuck it is. They aren't checking out. When you come in, it's like, hey, can I put this up in your store? They're not gonna be like, sure, sick.
That's what I'm saying. Let's start the Jeff Dahlia Fund because we need to save Jeff.
Except he's really dying.
Yes, we need to save Jeff.
No, I'm saying we need a fake one. Jeff is very real.
You're also
Jeff is too real.
You're also now, I guess, come up with your own, or you can purchase a Jeff Dahlia quarter holder with a big picture of Jeff. Looking super pathetic.
Click it for Jeffrey.
Yeah. And
but there'll be a gun loaded into the back.
You can buy them for a simple dollar
and don't
then
touch.
Rake in the cash with it. And then all we ask is a measly 5% of your earnings. Just send them to Peakland.
Weekly earnings.
So, Eric, you think you could
weekly earnings?
You think you could jerry rig us some Save Jeff shirts?
I think I can rustle something up.
We have Facebook to help you out. So
we need Save Jeff shirts, and then we need
it's
to
called
come
my
up
pockets.
A place
I'm
where
just
we can
run around saying, "Put change here."
We need to buy those coin racks, like where you slip the quarters in with the picture.
Yeah,
of
little
the
sleeves, so you can see that other people have donated to.
That's
shame
what we
you
need to get on.
It.
I thought that was like the whole point. Like,
yeah, we'll do that.
Or it should just be a gumball machine that doesn't have anything in it except for a picture of Jeff Dahlia.
just put air. Money in it. No, they should have those little plastic balls that, you know, like where normally there's a prize in it. I'm making hand gestures to explain to our listeners. But they're just empty. And they just come out and you crack it and it's just air. But it's air of knowing that you've done something good for this world.
Or just a piece of paper.
Actually, I don't want these machines. I want you to PayPal some money. No, because then I have to we have to actually go to these fucking
machines.
Can
we build
and, like,
the
coins?
The air as one
it.
Last breath?
I'm saying I will do this.
Buy Jeff's last breath.
Yes.
Buy one of his hopes and dreams. They're
like
all
it.
Here.
One more breath is what it'll be called.
I will do this.
And
mark my words. I will do this.
And Sting will be playing at Jeff Aid every breath you take.
Oh, man. Take like $6 a
every
day.
Every breath you take,
we
somebody's
should have
paying
that
a quarter
song,
for.
Constantly playing by the machine. Like like a shrine, very quietly.
You know what would be even more ironic is if we actually sent this money to one of those for pennies a day.
Or if you had Jeff standing
so we'll
next
make,
to the machine
we'll make
singing
like 80
every
cents
I
a day.
Take.
We'll make 80 cents a day of this, and we'll send 2%, pennies off to the Save the Child Foundation each day, and then keep the profits.
Exactly.
The 78 cents.
Then it seems legit.
Pretty sure they did that on Malcolm in the Middle, and it did not end well at all.
What are you talking about? They got a TV show.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's how
or we could just steal.
Frankie Muniz had a fake charity. He like was in a wheelchair and stuff.
We could just steal all the money and then
it's like in that movie where he was in a wheelchair.
Scam people into giving money to charity by with a fake charity.
We should actually give money to like a good charity.
Don't
do it.
But people always feel compelled to put money in this.
Christian making his feelings clear.
So when people actually fact check the...
It's also unwise.
We should fact check what we actually should put it to a good cause just so people get pissed off about it.
Yeah, and they'll be like, oh, look, we discovered this scam. They've been taking all this money that was supposed to be for starving kids and giving it to starving kids.
Yeah, exactly. But it'll be for like a kid dying of cancer too. Kids dying of cancer in Africa, yeah. And then they won't.
Oh, then they will be pissed.
Why?
Because in people's minds, those like African people don't count the same. It's like they were gonna die anyway.
It has to be a very neutral thing. Cancer's a safe one.
How about breast cancer?
Or a veterans fund? Veterans fund.
Brain cancer.
Yeah.
Any sort of cancer. What is Jeff dying of again?
Jeff Dahlia syndrome.
No, but like,
dumbass.
What kind of
JDS?
What does it affect? Like his lungs?
Everything.
Everything. Your body just eats itself alive.
It's like an auto.
It's like a flesh eating.
It's awful.
It's a black hole within you.
It's an autoimmune disease, but it's also an infection, and it's also viral.
Oh, so it's like big.
So yeah, but
AIDS,
but it's like YouTube.
Too. It's
yeah.
Like it's like AIDS.
It's like big with
AIDS. It's like
AIDS
with.
They only gave him like two.
The only way to cure it is by playing chopsticks.
The boy is still
so Phil.
Nobody caught that. Except Glenn. I'm so pissed.
Philadelphia.
He said big with AIDS, and I said you mean Philadelphia story. Thank you so much.
Yes. Thank you.
Does Tom Hanks survive any movies these days? No.
Big with AIDS.
All right, so are we actually going to... We should get, like, a shop section up and have some T-shirts or some shit,
yeah, eventually.
Right?
We'll work on it. As Nick stated earlier on the site, it is busy times here at Click It or Tech.
Yeah, and it's constantly evolving. And the busy times for me are largely done for at least a little while.
Which will aid us.
Yeah, so I'll have time, hopefully, to promote a little bit. I sent out a flyer to, like, 15 people today with it.
Nice. Really?
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so...
No way.
So that might get,
where are you sending them to?
Hits. It's my fraternity's alumni chapter,
frat bro
thing. So I sent that out to...
Now, what do you use as the pamphlet?
Oh, I mean, because I know all these people, I just wrote out, you know, if you guys want to keep in touch with...
com 500 times.
Yeah.
Only.
I was like, if you want to keep up with what I'm doing, this is a project going on, so...
Nice.
And it's the best thing ever.
Hey, bros. Sweet. I remember when you guys burned down your deck.
Shut up.
Dude.
I helped you rebuild it.
Shut up. No, hold on. I'm not entirely comfortable talking about this yet.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I still want my security deposit back.
You haven't gotten it back yet?
It hasn't been mailed to me yet, no. So
Nick's landlord, big fan of the show.
Yeah.
One of the biggest. It would break his heart. And then also we'd lose our real biggest fan, Nick's landlord. Give it up, everybody.
are your friends going to tell him?
Fuck, I don't know, dude. Let's save this for a future cast.
But I want to talk about it now.
Well, you can.
Let's strike while the iron's hot.
We can talk about not as hot as that deck was, but we're that was the first day.
What about the bronze bowl that started the fire?
Respect la Doma.
This is the first day I had ever funneled a beer. Was that day, and that was my 21st birthday.
You mean after we rebuilt your
took
deck?
You long enough? Am I right,
Jesus.
Everybody?
What were you waiting for?
Good times.
I was waiting
for a good take.
I don't know. It wasn't like any sort of objection to. I just never had a funnel.
I got the recipe for you. Hell, you know, it's not that bad.
I remember you saying you assumed it was sort of like shotgunning.
Yeah, I don't really like shotgunning.
No, that's kind of a pain in the ass. But the funnel.
Everyone's
oh
like,
my God. That is your drinking it no matter what.
Yeah, it's great.
That's the thing. Everyone's like, oh, shotgunning's so easy. It makes it go so much faster. And I get like halfway through it, and I'm like, there's so much more fucking beer in here.
And it's
so
really
cold.
Foamy because you just stabbed it in the side.
Well, the terrifying thing about the funnel, though, is there's no stopping it. The shotgun, you can just drop the can and walk away from it. That thing is like being in prison with a black dude. You're going to get raped.
Yeah, but
there's sex involved.
It's
and you
very
have no
and after a while,
take
after
the whole
a couple,
thing.
You're going to start liking it.
Then you'll become a pro.
Your first...
funnel pros.
Your first... I guess meet and greet with the funnel.
Meat spelled M-E-A-T.
Because you didn't put your mouth on it. I don't really know.
Mm-hmm.
We found a lot of beers. It was very easy.
I remember we took like a 20. We were waiting for our ride to a Braves game. It was you, me, and Dan. And we brought about 24 beers. And I did like four. And you and Dan did like six apiece that I saw.
Yeah.
And then I went in to like get my wallet. And I came back out, and they were all the beers were gone, and you guys were just giggling like mischievously. I'm like, where'd all the beers go? And you just like point at your stomach.
Yeah, it was so seamless. It was very easy. I didn't feel drunk until probably a half hour later.
So first inning, really.
So if you want to commit a crime that you don't normally have the balls or the...
Shotgun beer.
Yeah, just shotgun a bunch of beers, time it right with about a half hour.
You know, I think that's true. You wouldn't check
a bunch of gas stations.
Yeah.
You wouldn't check a bunch of liquor before you're going to do something crafty.
No.
You're...
Not even crafty.
You would think it would be brilliant at the time.
No,
I'm talking about
running up to someone and punching them in the face. And if you really never have felt like doing that...
Like at a Death Clock concert.
I didn't punch anyone.
No, you didn't really punch him, but he went down on
him. No, I definitely hit a lot of other people.
And then you got really upset that no one wanted to like mosh back. Like, this is so gay. What is this? And you were just blasting dudes. Like,
well, good for him.
I did. I blasted a lot.
That's the spirit of the music. Awesome. If you can't take go to the concert.
That's the thing. If you're at a Death Clock show and nobody gets hurt, that wasn't a Death Clock show at all.
Yeah. It's called Death Clock.
That and...
it's based on a cartoon where people's heads
and everybody's time is up.
I think the problem came where half the crowd didn't know that Death Clock was a joke band from a TV show.
It was like...
Half the guys, me and Christian were standing there, and whatever the first band was that played, the second band played, and we were like, wow, the first band was a lot better than this one. Some fat idiot just turns around, he's like, pff. I was like, did I really just get fucking gunned down by some fat kid with long hair?
At a Death Clock concert?
Yeah.
It's like, no, man, Soylent Green is way better than Chimera.
Yeah, and then I was like, you know what? I changed
what it
my
was.
Mind.
Are those really the
balls anyway?
I'm actually kind of disappointed that you didn't just make those names up on the fly.
Those were the bands before Death Clock, which is a joke band, but they were very serious metal bands.
Oh, yeah. That guy hated life. And he made sure everybody knew it.
It made me so angry because it was so bad that I just decided, if I was pretty drunk, I just decided to fight people because it infuriated me.
You know what? The music did its job and moved you to action.
It made me so angry because it was terrible.
He was a slave to the rhythm.
To be fair, I could see you doing that at like a Jeff Blum concert too. Just get so furious.
Dave Matthews and you start a mosh.
Once Death Clock came around, I wanted to rock out, just listen to Death Clock. But those other bands, I got violent because they were just aggressively terrible.
You just needed something to distract from the horror that
I needed
was
something
Chimera
to wail
and
on because it made me want to hurt myself. You know, so I just took it out on others.
It's so brilliant at Death Clock to do that though too, because then it's like a reminder of what they're making fun of.
Yeah, exactly.
Being paraded in front of you right
but
before.
But it's also really
have an
good
episode
metal.
Playing. They had an episode playing, so you remembered like
why they wrote
joke.
The song.
Yeah,
yeah. In between,
but like, then we were looking around. We were like, wow, there's a lot of metal dudes here. And we turn around, and every Adult Swim fan is just covering the seats, going up to the ceiling.
Yeah, the Adult Swim.
We just got
sitting,
thrown in with all like, the metal dudes.
Yeah, the 2,000 people on the floor.
That's the way to do it.
Oh, no, you had to do it that
way. Oh, so the people actually divided themselves between those who were in on the joke
and
those
who
weren't.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. Well, yeah, people that were in on the joke bought seats. They didn't like to stay.
No, they didn't buy seats. They just went and sat in the seats.
Oh.
The majority of the arena was just floor.
Yeah.
Standing room only. Yeah.
That was a pretty sweet place for it, though.
Yeah.
The Nokia Center? Yeah. Is that yeah.
What is it?
It's the big one in Times Square.
Yeah, it's right in Times Square. It's like completely underground.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was awesome.
How about that?
Yeah.
It was good. I mean, like, it was just great that the people got the joke were just sitting down and observing the mayhem. Why I enjoyed it. Because that's why
it was
probably so easy to wail on everyone.
Well, I remember
because
like,
they were all metalheads who were just like fat
up.
And dumb.
Yeah, we all got broken up within like the first 2 minutes of it. So I could not for the life of me take like all these retards just bumping into me. So I turn around, I punched a guy, and then one of the security guards grabs me, drags me out of the crowd, and he just goes, "Go stand in the back." I was like, all right, whatever. I'm standing there. No more than 2 minutes go by. Christian's walking by just looking around. I grabbed him and went, hey, what's up? He goes, some fucking security guy just threw me out of the crowd for blasting some dude in the face.
You keep
like, yeah,
blasting people in the face.
Christian, what was your punch like in drop form? Could you play that for us? No.
You just asked,
no,
like,
in drop
punching
form.
The keyboard.
Yeah.
What would a punch be?
Christian.
Don't use Bingo.
Disgusting. Christian hates violence. How can you make him do this? That's why he was so reluctant. Wasn't that he didn't understand you?
Oh, he knew full
people
well.
Like you that are killing Jeff Elio.
What are you talking? I'm here on the front lines. Trying
yeah,
to fucking
wasting his life
you guys,
away.
You guys are just in it to win it. You guys just want to be like politicians or something. I'm in it.
Oh, yeah.
This young boy's life is at stake.
How many times has he emailed you?
None, because his fingers can't.
Really? Because he's emailed me several times.
See, you're just saying that.
I'll post the emails on the fucking website.
Yeah, I don't know what shady shit you're doing behind the scenes. Yeah. You probably hacked the computer.
What you think?
I know that. Listen, Schaefer. I know this goes way deeper than me. But I'm gonna take you.
Feigning.
Enough is enough.
Feigning contact
you
want to
shake hands
with the
devil?
Boy.
That's fine with me. But I'm gonna make sure that you do it in hell.
Well, why would
an
you
explosion. Over the podcast?
Why would you
like
pretend
Ryan.
To be
just
to be
like Ryan?
Close to this kid. What? If you're, why are you just making this up?
I don't stand to gain anything by it.
I know that's why I'm
it's real.
Saying
It's all real.
Put it down, Nick. Let us take over. Stop talking to this kid. It's uncomfortable.
What? You all right? You want me to tell
how old is this kid?
A dying kid that he can't talk to his hero?
Yeah.
Fine. I'll tell him that if that's
Eric,
what you want.
Vote for
if that's what you want,
he's not going to experience how hard.
I thought we all agreed that all calls for the show and emails went through our publicist, Ryan Green.
Right. Right. So you're doing it wrong. That's unauthorized.
Yeah.
I'm not even a member of this show, and I know. You're ruining everything.
Ryan is supposed to.
He's emailing him right now.
We agreed.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Rhino. What are you doing?
We agreed that everything goes through our publicist.
Who is also
you. You can't pick favorites.
You know,
no favorites.
Speaking of favorites, I heard of something, which I don't know why I didn't think of it existing before, but this is actually something. It's called insult porn.
What?
Insult porn?
Where the
I like it already.
It's like point of view as the guy. I haven't seen any of this. I just heard people talking about it. And it's the woman is like yelling shit at you, like degrading insults at the you who is fucking her in point of view.
So
fashion.
Just like a nagging Jewish woman.
I guess it's like a like an extension of the like bondage thing, but
or they just hurl insults.
They just
serious browbeating. While they're letting you plow them.
Yeah,
I think this is something bad about the type of porn I watch because that seems like normal porn to me.
Completely unfazed. I thought you had new news.
I always end up on them. I don't know why.
I guess
are really mean to the girls when I come.
No.
This is the girls.
No, the girls yelling at you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I totally missed that part. It's the gender. Over. I won.
So I thought.
But.
So you like getting peed on in your porn feed?
Yeah, a little bit.
For a second, I was like, really? Oh. Is that what you stumble upon?
Yeah.
It's like people screaming.
I've seen it.
I
feel like the constant fuck that pussy is just as grating and like.
Should be like a news segment you have. Is every episode Pete comes in and he gives you like a vocal review of some porn he watched the day before?
Yeah.
I could dissect them pretty well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you have to give it like.
Pete's porno.
And the rating scale has to be like, it's got to be like on an erection scale.
Pete's porno.
Why don't we get a clip from it and call it Pete's porno playlist? And every time you can come
Pete's
in with a 5
playlist.
Second clip, and that kind of cues off the type of porn that you're going.
No, I think I'm just gonna write a review, like as if I'm like a reviewer for a paper.
Oh, and you're gonna read it on the air.
Yes.
You're gonna post it on the site.
Yeah, and read it on there. And I'll post it on the site too.
Oh, okay.
But I think I'll do a reading. Why not?
A dramatic reading.
Yeah, and you got to give it a scale and whether or not you would recommend it,
or I could have someone else read it. I think that might be better.
It should be pretty dour.
Oh, you could do it in your dramatic readings. That would be brilliant.
I'll fool around with it. Soon to come.
There's so much we can do with that.
Oh, yeah.
This podcast has limitless potential. Oh, and also, I'm just going to make a request now. We actually have, our numbers are still steadily growing, especially on the repeat listeners, and I'm getting reviews from people that we don't know, which is exciting and new.
Yeah, that's
but
fantastic.
So please, please, please keep spreading the word. Just... put it on your Facebook wall, send it on to somebody you think is either really easily offended so that you can watch them get upset or...
spread the clicker ticket seed.
Yeah, spread the virus.
Yeah.
It's like that AIDS video we had to watch in fourth grade. Where,
Jeff Dahlia.
You know,
exactly.
You can only get this podcast by unprotected sex or sharing needles.
Our podcast got the HIV.
And we're okay, so let us through. Do you remember
hopefully.
That? Pete, I don't know if you can describe this with the if we've already talked about this, but do you guys remember this movie where
the AIDS video? Oh, it was
fantastic. It's a little league game, and it's apparently a co-ed little league game, and there's a boy and girl, and the dad's like, "Hey, great game, kids. Let's drive to a local store. Soda's on me, and we can talk
about AIDS.
And so he's explaining it to them, and then as he's explaining it, he becomes the narrator to these scenes acted out in someone's backyard.
Did he pop a Mentos just before he said that?
I wish. No, that was right before they rolled credits. This is the beginning. They were like Muppets and
it was like
things?
Dudes in like white and or red jumpsuits, depending if you're a white blood cell and or AIDS.
They just boxed. They just
like,
got into a fist.
Basically,
fight.
They showed this like nice picket house, and it's just like, think of your body as a house, and these white blood cells who were just like roaming around the lawn. It looks like a house they have hired like way too many day laborers. they're just like milling about, but there's like one guard guy, and they're like, that's like the guy from your immune system, like the
AIDS was the mob hit that rolled.
No, it's like
just unloaded.
As long as you keep the fence closed.
No, it's like, AIDS, you're fine. But then they're like, but then AIDS gets there, and the AIDS guy like takes over.
It's like that drunken guy that doesn't know when to stop at your house.
I was like, oh, shit.
It scared me too, because it like they bring him before the security as if like to be executed, but then at the last second, the AIDS ghost reaches out and grabs the security dude, and then their heads like switch.
Like some Dr. Manhattan shit.
Yeah, it was terrifying. And then he says, he's okay. Let him go
to every virus. So that's how AIDS works.
So every virus.
I know we talk about it a lot, but now we have an explanation for what.
So it's kind of, it does like the Jedi mind trick on your immune system.
It's like what.
It's a bit more sinister.
Like what Jeff Dalio has, just not as bad.
Yeah, not nearly as bad
as that.
Magic Johnson could not beat Jeff Dalio, does he? So I'm going to say that right now. Jeff is a trooper.
Nah, not on the basketball court or in the doctor's office. Magic just could not do it. And I guess, and speaking of not being able to defeat it, we can't be defeated, and we can't get rid of Eric unless tomorrow are you leaving
us? I'm just like HIV. You're not getting rid of me.
Well, you know, I think with a lot of research and money and funding, we can eventually get rid of you.
You shouldn't have let me in the house. That was your first mistake.
Did we open the fence?
You're the herpes of podcasts.
Yeah.
So you're right. the AIDS guy.
So with Valtrix, we can control you, but you're never really gone.
No. You're going to have sudden outbursts. And if you can't tell, why should I?
You can even spread it when you're not having an outburst.
Yeah, right.
But then when I do have you under control, I really feel like surfing for some reason.
What a weird disease.
Or like riding a horse.
It's like bumps on your dick that itch. And they're permanent, and it's from having sex.
And then him and the girlfriend high five.
How weird!
But the thing is, he never told.
They're always super active.
I love those commercials, though. I have herpes. I don't. I didn't know you had herpes.
And you do now, honey.
She looks so happy about it. Yeah. But
I feel like my life would be so much better. It's like, wow, I have herpes, but I go horseback riding all the time, and like
it's like, oh, sweet. You know what I mean? I could still do that if I got
herpes. And then it's like me going out to dinner with a really hot chick at a nice restaurant. Like,
also, all right,
I feel like I could use some herpes.
One last note on herpes before we wrap this up. What a weird disease for nature to develop just to exploit our like insecurities and our need to be like visually appealing, because it doesn't really like do anything.
It itches, I guess.
It's just gross.
It's like hemorrhoids on your dick.
Yeah, it's gross, but it doesn't like do anything. So
yeah, but you can still give it to other people.
I'm not saying I want it, but I'm saying like it's considered one of the worst sexually transmitted diseases, and it's horrible. I fucking don't want it. But
does it hurt though? Is my only question.
But it doesn't really do anything except make us feel yucky, and that's as bad as it gets in our society. So.
And well, I guess we'll end this yucky podcast.
Real quick, go to Hanover Liquors on.
Yeah, go to Hanover Liquors. Eric, thank you for
joining
us.
Hanover
once again.
And Fleet 0213. Go for Eric. Joey. He's the man. Hi, Eric. Tanya. Bye.
Bring it on home.
Nice plugging.
Bring it on home.
And then a shout out to your girlfriend. Nice.
And then I tried to flip the table, but I'm not that strong.
All right, we're flipping the table on this podcast.
Oak?
Good night, everybody.
Good night.